What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast, episode 4. Hey. It's been a ride. We've been riding.
We've been riding the wave, bro.
We've been going. We've been hitting it. First of all, you know we have to start off with the toast. I'm gonna let JD take it away.
I want to make sure Los is in focus for our toast. I want to make sure the people can see the face, bro. Cool.
He doesn't care.
So this toast is a little different. The message is still the same. We want to show before 2020, but on a serious note, with all that's going on, I felt we couldn't not address it. We still want justice for Breonna Taylor. Yep. We damn sure want justice for Jacob Blake.
Yep.
And everyone else. As the shirt says, stop killing black people. It's not a question.
Yep.
So, without further ado.
Cheers to that.
Before I get into it, first of all, this episode is about foreplay, but before we get into that, Ebony and Sweet
Ebony and Sweet.
You guys had some more things to say about us, and a part of that I don't appreciate. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I want to reply to a recent episode of Enjoy the Podcast by Jared Brady. Los, hey, I said your name right this time.
Hey, good
and
job.
Mr. JD. In episode 3, they talk about my most favorite topic in the world, and that's sex. But that was one part of the episode that was kind of like a trigger for me. This was probably one of the most misogynistic conversations I think I have ever heard. I'm sorry. I'm very disappointed in JD for telling this particular story in the way that he told it. I don't think you was honest with this young lady. You could have just asked her and said, hey, why do you have bruises all over your body? What happened to you?
I agree with that.
Yeah, there's parts of it that I do agree with.
This young lady could have been trying to escape something at home was very bad.
Yeah, you went there.
And you could have been that guy that could have been a shining light. And you don't know. You might have been. You did briefly state that you showed her a really good time in Chicago.
All right, fuck this. Turn it off.
My mama taught me, if you got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But
this is a special.
Fuck that. Stanley, let me address you by your name. I have never associated my name with misogynistic. In fact, nobody has. I'm a proud girl dad and a proud husband. The definition of misogynistic, because I'm going to take it back, is strongly prejudiced against women. That's the last thing that I am, Mr. Stanley. I want to start with saying, as you said, it was a trigger for you. Say less. That told me everything I needed to know about why you were so offended by my conversation with Jared and Los and why you took it so personally. You also said that she just wanted to hang out with a nice guy. Well, she did. Once she asked me on the second day, what's good? Basically, why aren't we fucking? I let her know the sexual chemistry in person is not the same as it was via text. It's not the same as it was via FaceTime. Last time I checked, I'm entitled to change my motherfucking mind whenever I feel like it.
That's right. We have
now,
rights.
Once I explained that to her, she said, I actually respect that. I appreciate that as a man because most men wouldn't even say that and they would probably just fuck and then just ghost me, which leads me to pity fuck. Now, it wasn't stated in this brief clip that we had, but in your 17-minute rant.
Jesus, 17 minutes?
17-minute rant, which is what it was.
Damn.
It sounded like you're pro pity fuck. Now, I showed her a great time in Chicago.
Yep.
Some people had an issue with she paid for her flight. I ended up paying way more than what her $250 round-trip flight was with dinners, activities, etc. She had such a good time, in fact, we remained friends, and she came back to Chicago 2 more times to hang out. Oh, and she paid for her flight each of those times as well.
Bam.
So we were friends for about 7 or 8 years there.
That's right.
So I must have been doing something right, and I damn sure still stand with there is no such thing as a pity fuck in my book. I will never do that. I hope to God no man does that to my daughter. Do us all a favor, cut the pity fuck out.
Yep.
I still think that you should have told her the truth. You never told her.
I never told the truth, partly because I felt bad And maybe in hindsight now, oh, and I also want to add more context to the story. That was 8 years ago. I was 25 years old. I don't know who's a fucking saint out here at 25 years old, but it was not me.
Nobody.
You alluded to something along the lines of sometimes women want to pity fuck a guy to boost their ego. Maybe, JD, your wife has done that for you. I know. I know.
That's crossing a little line right there.
It's all good.
That's across the line right there, bro.
It's all good. It's all good.
Now, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in after you're done.
Here we are. Here we are.
You got to say it like him, though.
He also mentioned that maybe I've never been rejected. He complimented my looks, my smile. I appreciate you. Thank you.
That was nice.
However, I've never been rejected from a girl. Now, or I haven't known that I was rejected. I also believe I've never been pity fucked. I've never been given pity head or anything along the lines of pittiness, okay? And I damn sure know for a fact, I can speak for my wife and let you further know there's no such thing as a pity fuck in my household.
Mm.
So let that be the last time my wife's name or just her title being my wife comes out of your mouth. And let that be the last time you talk about someone else's marriage, because what I'm gathering is you're the single one. So you don't have the answer, Sway. Not saying I do, but I'm doing something right. So again, I just wanted to address it. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate you taking your 17 minutes out of your day to write us up. And yes, you're right. I am a good guy.
Yep.
And I have learned from my lessons.
So now that we got that out of the way, I am bringing us back here. We are going to be talking about foreplay today.
Hey.
And I think there's a lot of debate on what foreplay is.
Let's talk about
it. So my first question to you guys is, what is foreplay?
Oh,
foreplay is anything I do before insertion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, anything leading up to intercourse.
Foreplay is anything before sex that includes oral sex.
I was right.
You were wrong.
What?
It includes oral sex. You don't need to insert.
Before oral sex?
If not, oral sex is not considered foreplay.
I said before insertion.
Huh. Yeah.
No, oral sex is insertion.
Oh, technically.
You're inserting a penis or a
vagina
into a mouth.
That's not what people think of when they think of insertion.
Hey, it's not my problem.
Okay. Okay. Well, we all knew what he really meant.
I meant all of that. Any insertion. I know what foreplay is. I read the briefing.
What is your favorite type of foreplay?
JD goes first on that one.
Oh. All right.
Skip card.
I do like a little teasing. I love the lingerie game.
Yeah.
I love kissing all over the body. I love the, actually, I'm gonna take it back a little bit more. I love setting the mood.
Yes.
So I'm a candle lighter.
Yeah.
I got playlists. I just like to take my time.
Yeah.
You know
that
what
is
I'm saying?
Huge.
I like to take my time. I'm not in a rush.
No.
And, yeah.
For me, foreplay is more important than sex to me.
Okay. Okay.
Foreplay is more important than sex to me. I'll say that again for anybody who was not paying attention.
Mm.
And I think that it starts 4 hours before sex.
The number 4 hours?
4 hours. For me.
Shit.
And for me, it's all about the mind game first.
You're a planner.
Yes, it's all about the mind game first. I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to be saying things subliminal.
Every time?
Sometimes it's cool to quick little like get into it. But if I'm going to set up the sex that I actually want, the best sex, it's going to start foreplay. Okay. I'm going to start rubbing the thighs. I'm going to start talking a little softer.
4 hours beforehand?
Yeah, maybe we're at dinner. I might be rubbing on the drink on hers. You know, it's all subliminal. Mm. It's all subconscious. Yeah. I get into the mind of the woman before I even take her to the room.
Because I know they're clapping right now.
And so it starts at the dinner table.
Yeah.
It starts on the dinner table.
Yeah.
It starts in the car on the ride home on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about taking the time. And here's the thing. Statistically, it takes about 20 minutes for both parties to be fully aroused.
Ha! What statistics are those?
Those are like the biggest, like that. Everyone's a known fact.
No, it's not.
How long do you think?
For me to get aroused?
How long do you
Seven
think?
7 seconds.
Okay, but how long do you think it takes the woman?
way longer than that.
It takes longer than 20 minutes?
7 seconds, bro?
No, no, not 20 minutes. I'm saying, like, to get aroused.
Seven seconds?
It takes 20 minutes for somebody to get their dick hard?
But you said
no,
seven.
No, see, that's not all about arousal. A hard dick doesn't equate arousal all the time. You can attest to that.
No, I can't. My dick's hard.
What is your
that
definition?
That is a fucking lie.
Hold on, bro.
That is a lie.
How?
You're telling me you don't wake up morning wood? You don't want to just get it in right there?
No, okay. I mean, morning wood's a little different. But other than that, if I'm not just catching hard-ons in the middle of the day for no reason.
She's like, this ain't
high
school.
But that happened.
Yeah, when I was like, yeah, exactly. When I was like high school? 16, 17 years old.
I still get random hard-ons.
But wait, time out.
Maybe I've just got the youth in me still.
7 seconds?
Okay, damn, motherfucker. How long does it take for y'all's dicks to get hard, man?
More than 7 seconds.
Yeah, it takes about 30 seconds at least.
Come on.
At least.
30 seconds to get a hard-on?
At least.
Bro, yeah.
At least.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Even when it's hard, I still need a lead-up. I still need a lot of other things touched and handled before you even get down there.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm sure the same.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out your routine. Let me hear some of yours.
7 seconds. Like,
let me hear some. Let me hear.
Man, lovely Los.
Man, what do we do? It's random. I mean, I don't have a routine.
I like
Kissing, touching, licking, biting, all that's fun. I don't have like a set routine. I'm not like, you know, first I'm gonna touch the knee.
No,
of course it's gotta be natural. Can't be
unauthentic. Like kiss the neck, ears, all that. I like to massage. I like to give a massage before. And an actual like real massage, not like 5 seconds
of
massage and it's like all on the ass the whole time. I've definitely done it.
I'll give you a massage.
Yeah, I'll give you a massage.
A booty massage.
Yeah. 5 seconds of back massage, and it's just like, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Nothing but cheeks from here on out.
It got to a point with Shane where she was like, all right, can you give me a massage before we? And I'll be like, yeah. She'd be like, no, but a real one.
A real one.
So
you think it takes you 7 seconds to be ready
for
to go?
For my dick to actually get hard.
Yes.
It doesn't take 30 seconds. It's like, just grab it.
That's record time.
Grab it.
That's record time. You can just graze it.
Hold on. Let me get a stopwatch real quick.
Whoa. Don't. No. No, we are not doing that.
Nobody looks.
Okay. All right. But here's the thing.
For those of you who watch the podcast, you're in for a treat. It can be as quick as, I'm going to say, 10 seconds.
Okay.
It can be as fast as 10 seconds. Seven seconds. 7 seconds is a little fast.
So
give me another 3 seconds. But it can
I need
be,
that extra three,
It can
though.
Be as fast as, like, you walk in the room. Like, she walks in the room. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. Hard.
Yeah. If I have sex without foreplay, without, like, in that, I'm assuming 7 seconds.
It'll be better.
Without foreplay.
Right, yeah.
It's not as good.
It's not. I agree. It's, like, if you just, like, hop right into it, foreplay is definitely better. Yeah. It builds up the tension.
But
like,
sometimes you don't
have
the
time. Your orgasm is better.
Sometimes you don't have the time.
Okay, sometimes you need a hot pocket, not a pizza.
So you're at the restaurant. You're rubbing legs. You're doing all that. And she's like, meet me in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I have
in 20 minutes.
That, there's still foreplay, though. Like, the rubbing leg is foreplay.
Yeah, it on a smaller scale. But yeah.
Why smaller?
I mean, I see what you're saying.
It's like,
why is it smaller?
Anything that builds up the tension or the arousal is foreplay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That is foreplay, not on a smaller or grander scale.
Okay.
And from the submissions, which we'll get into later in the day, all of them said that they need foreplay.
Yeah. Now, in my younger days, I definitely had a American Pie moment.
Wait, you fucked a pie?
No, not a pie. No, I'm talking about like coming from like, you know, foreplay type shit, like dry humping leading to a war.
Oh, for sure, bro.
You got to fucking
all those times in the car,
you're just like, you got to go home.
The
worst, mess.
Yeah,
the worst.
Yeah. No,
I one time just took the fucking boxes off and just chucked them.
Yeah, they were done. Huh?
Free ball on the way home.
Not wearing these.
Hey man,
flipped them over with the dry side. Just cleaned up.
Yeah,
out of
done.
Here.
Those are the worst days. The dry hump days.
Yeah,
you're off.
Yeah,
no, man, those were.
I haven't actually. I never came with dry humping.
Well, really?
Mm-mm.
Poor bastard.
Huh. Mm-mm.
It was an experience, man.
It was.
When you're
a young 13, 14 year old boy.
Yeah, never got there. Never
getting your rocks off.
Actually, do you guys remember the first time you actually came?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was young. It's going to be embarrassing.
How?
I was like 6.
No judgment.
Jesus.
Wait.
Really?
And cum came out?
No. Oh, was blank.
So that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. so when
I had an orgasm at 6 years old.
Were you jerking off at six?
So a babysitter of mine.
Jared was molested.
I was.
This is fucked up.
Okay.
I had a babysitter, and she was my next door neighbor. She was 16. No, she might have been a little bit older. And
you were six?
I was 6 years old.
So fucked up.
Damn.
I know.
I should not be laughing. I'm sorry.
It's all good. When was the first time shit actually, like, you weren't shooting blanks?
I can't remember because I can't remember the exact time, to be honest.
I actually remember
the exact moment.
Yeah. but I need to know when the album came out.
Oh shit.
Cuz I was listening to the album. Oh. I'm gonna tell you exactly.
It's Sade.
2001.
Oh, The Chronic.
No, dog. That was 92. I was 5. No.
I was about to say The Chronic with Jake Steed when he was fucking on girls.
2001.
What song was that?
It was Dre's 2001.
Oh, that's what I meant. 2001.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the song that has Jake Steed in it. He's like, bitch, I'm Jake Steed.
No, I wouldn't bust to a guy's voice. I'm talking about the
because earlier he's fucking him.
Yeah. So it was the girl moaning.
Yeah,
and I think she was having an orgasm.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah.
So this was 01. So I was 14.
Yeah,
I was 13. I was 14 also.
Okay,
I was 14 also.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
I don't remember the time.
Okay,
no,
around that age.
The time we first met. All right. We got sidetracked. Yeah.
Real quick though, isn't that fucked up how, like, if you were a woman, if you were a girl,
it would have been terrible.
That would have been so fucked up because you're a guy, like,
oh, for sure.
Like, we're like, yeah, all right, Jared got his dick sucked when he was six.
Six,
like, that's awesome.
I didn't get my dick sucked when I was six.
Oh, well,
she was teaching me how to masturbate.
Oh,
it's a fucked up story. Jesus. We don't need to go into it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, sorry I even brought it back up now, but anyways.
That's why I have problems today.
That's why it takes Jared 20 minutes to get his dick hard. No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't take me 20 minutes to get my dick hard. It doesn't take me 20 minutes. All right, I'm sorry. Can I explain myself? Shit.
Okay, back to the lecture at hand.
Back to what I'm trying to say here.
Jesus.
Fucking.
Here's the thing.
Oh, shit. All right.
It takes like 20 minutes.
Bruh. Enjoy. I'm sorry.
Are you laughing at me getting molested?
No, he is. We've already established that.
No, I was laughing.
Yes, is the answer.
Because after I said it takes you 20 minutes and you came back, you're like, it takes me 20 minutes.
Okay. Listen up. Before sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like to take at least 15 minutes before I even go down on her or do finger or anything.
What are you doing during these 15 minutes?
It starts off normally with a massage.
Okay.
Nice.
It starts off with kissing. Okay. It starts off with caressing.
Yeah.
And then I like to like kiss around the vagina.
Me too.
Like,
yeah,
not
me too.
Hit it yet.
Everything but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inner
I like
thighs.
To, yeah. I like to get around. Yeah. I like to go around, get close, breathe on it. Do a little breath work on it.
A little breath.
Yeah. Speaking of breath work.
Yeah. Do a little breath work on it.
I do the same shit, though. I'll get it wet, and then I'll...
Exactly.
Hey, if you know, you know.
Yeah. All right, but here's the thing. I'll tell you the scientific reason of why it takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Got to preheat the oven.
Just like... exactly. Just like our dicks, blood goes to the vagina. Yep. Blood fills up the actual clit.
You taking notes, love? Got you. I mean, you got it out.
It takes about 15 minutes for the vagina to fill up with blood and to get wet.
15? Okay, got it.
Yes. So, and here's the thing. When she is fully aroused, blood in the vagina and wet, all that, she feels more sensation than
she would. Sense of arousal.
Exactly.
There you go.
Sometimes you know when like our dickhead is like mad sensitive.
Yeah.
That's
the worst.
That is how the clit feels when it's not aroused.
Oh.
Yes. Huh. So
that sounds terrible.
Yes. Yeah, so so that's why it takes so long for women to have intercourse first.
But how they do can, they know they, that they can tolerate it so well though.
How do they know that's actually what it feels like?
I don't think they know, but if they describe it, it sounds like the way we describe it.
But they can tolerate it well, because like for me, I'm like, oh, let go.
No, but you're not directly on the clit. When you're inserting, you're not on the clit.
Right, but if I got my hand down there,
I don't think all women have that thing.
What thing?
That you're talking about? Not
yeah, not all men have that either.
I'm talking about like the heightened, like I don't think it matches the sensitivity of the tip of the penis. Maybe I just have perfect timing when it comes to touching the clit. I've never experienced
Maybe they
that.
Get aroused in 7 seconds.
Yeah, maybe they're in their mind like, I know Los only gets 7 seconds, so I'm going to start 30 minutes earlier.
Right. I'm on my way getting ready for Los.
I'm
in the car.
Taking what I said, taking it to
I'm
the
in
extreme.
I'm in the car with the vibrator.
Not what
on
I
my
said.
Way to Los. Because I only got 7 seconds, and he's
not
ready.
True. It's not true. You got 10.
Oh. 10 now. Sorry.
I said 10. 7's too fast, all right?
What foreplay doesn't do is get you off.
Yes.
For the guys.
For girls, too.
Oh, for girls. So oral is the main dish.
That note is referencing
you can
that
knock it off. Women can knock it off.
Because most people think foreplay is oral. So
right,
now
right, right.
We're doing oral. All right, now we're going in.
Yeah.
But you can't even get to oral without the foreplay.
Got it.
It's too sensitive.
Right.
It's too ready.
I would like some feedback from the women.
Yeah, we'll call them.
Please let us know like if that is a thing.
Los doesn't believe it.
No, I have no idea.
No, he's
just
curious.
Because
curious.
I don't, like, that like,
I got
even,
you.
You know what I mean? Like, that just seems like you can't touch it until, like, X amount
of
time.
You can obviously touch it.
Well,
you can
I know
still,
that, but I'm you, saying, like, yeah, they're going to be like, whoa, like the fucking Pillsbury Doughboy. Woo-hoo.
Yes, if you start rubbing her clit, now every girl's different, so there is difference. But if you
but
start
the,
rubbing
this
her
is like
clit,
a norm. Straight like, away. This is the
yeah,
average.
If you start rubbing her clit, right, like, before she's even ready, I guarantee you she's going to be like, not yet. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's probably your
What if she.
But I didn't realize it was because of sensitivity.
What if she rubs you on her clit?
Well, she has control
she
at that point.
She must be ready at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my whole thing isn't like, I'm just more surprised. I had no idea it was that sensitive.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, really, yeah. It's that
sensitive?
Well,
the
sensitive?
Thing is, too,
like,
it's hidden before she's aroused. That's another fact. So you probably wouldn't even.
Do you know this off the dome?
Yeah.
Or because you're married to a sexologist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
So if it's
both.
Hidden.
Both.
Good
but,
for you, though.
If it's but, hidden, but no, he knows it because of her. Don't.
No. Ask Shan. I can't wait till we have Shan on here.
Can't wait.
Because I was.
Can't
I was,
wait, cuz.
I was coming out the gate ready.
So you've been doing your own sexual research.
I prided myself on being the best oral sex that any girl came
shit.
With me.
Ooh, that part.
So I took
ladies.
I took my time to learn how to.
Did
give
you read
head.
Books?
I didn't read any books.
How
did you watch
learn?
Videos?
I watched a lot of videos.
Okay.
And
wait, when you say videos,
porn.
Okay.
Porn.
But did you watch like? Were there any like actual like secrets of giving head?
No, I didn't watch that.
So you just watched.
So Los is asking, do you have any tips?
Oh, of course.
So you just watched a bunch of porn.
I watched a bunch of porn, but it wasn't the cartoonish porn.
Right.
I watched. There's a section on Pornhub called For Women.
Okay.
Oh, get your Twitter out.
And I would always watch there. And when the guy or the girl was giving head, I would just study it, figure out what they were doing. Then on top of that, in practice, I would ask, "What did you like? How did you want it this way? What did it feel when I did this?"
In the moment? Or are you
after?
Like,
if any of you ladies that got head from Jared have the survey, if
yes,
you still
please,
have it, could you
in.
Please send
Here's
it to us? We would love a copy of that survey.
I got a lot
could you
of.
You fill this out for me?
We're going to hang it up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No. I got, like, there was rumors that were.
Rumors.
I got, like, girls hitting me up, like, I heard that you are the best at giving head.
Wait. There's rumors that happened or that actually happened because
no,
of rumors.
No, the word was spreading.
Come to me.
Oh, and they'd be like,
and say, I heard.
Literally.
What that mouth do?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh. How many times did you show them what that mouth do?
What do you mean?
I'm saying in the
like,
DMs.
If they came up to me and asked me.
Of those questions, of those curious.
Of the requests.
Of the inquiries.
How many did you.
No, I didn't really. If they came up to me and asked that, I didn't really.
You didn't line them up.
No,
like,
I
like,
no.
Well,
next. If we
I
had
got
chemistry.
An opening on Tuesday.
No, next. No. If we had chemistry and we ended up having sex, that was cool. Or also what happened was they would tell their friends. Their friends would be like, yo, so-and-so, my homegirl told me that you gave the best head.
Damn.
And it would, and
damn.
Then it would be like a joke,
how,
you know.
How old were you at this
it
point?
It wasn't a joke to them.
I got really good at like 21. I got really
21?
Good.
21.
I got really solid at 21. When I hit 21, and I was so confident in my game.
Yeah.
That like my goal was to make you come before I even was we even had sex.
Oh,
Wait. Enjoy the podcast.
Isn't that usually the goal?
I don't know. I don't know what guys do. I'm not like.
If I'm giving head, I'm trying to make you come at least once before we get in.
Sex. Right.
At least. Yeah. Because that way I feel like.
You're taking care of it. If I bust quick, that's it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
A win-win.
Everybody's happy. I mean, for me, I like to try to like at least 2-1.
Do you have a problem with kissing and not having sex?
I don't have an issue.
Yeah.
But I had a girlfriend one time who said the only time we passionately kiss, so make out, is when you want to have sex. You never just like we make out passionately in Trader Joe or whatever mall we're you know what I'm saying? Like wherever.
In a room.
In the freezer aisle.
I don't know why TJ's came to mind. But you know what I'm saying? And I was like, huh, I never thought of it like that. But you're right.
Yeah.
Because now I'm gonna get hard.
Yes.
So if I'm passionately making out,
what's the point?
I'm hard.
That's my question.
In Trader Joe's, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Now I'm gonna get kicked out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd rather not just make out with you and then
and then nothing happens.
But there's no reward.
I think there's levels to the making out. A passionate make out is not. You don't do that. There's time and place.
As soon as the tongue game gets involved,
no,
I'm like.
No, so,
and then ten seconds later, I'm ready.
Me and Shannon got into arguments about this because Shannon is a kisser. She loves to just make out,
right?
Like she can just make out and then that be it.
No, that's not
fucking
fair.
She can torture
and not get wet. Is that what you're saying?
But she just doesn't need sex after making out.
She's fulfilled just by the make.
Just the make out.
Nah, I need more.
I have a problem with that. Don't make out with me if we're not gonna.
I agree.
Move forward with this.
Like a little. That's fine.
I don't mind pecking. Pecking is totally different. Yeah. But when you start making out, that is cues to my brain.
That's true.
My brain is telling my dick to get hard.
The last woman I was seeing, like I would be on my computer and she would come by and, you know, start kissing me and a little peck. Cool.
That's fine.
And then it would turn into like, and I'd be like, yo.
Yeah, like come to.
Like, hold on, let me save this real quick.
But I want to know from the audience, how do you feel about that, ladies? Because again, for us as men. And not that we're speaking on all behalf of all men, but just the three of us.
No, we are. Men. We're all men.
We're all men. We're all men.
Every man.
If the tongue game is involved, we better be fucking. Yep. Or at least oral.
We
something.
Hope.
I got to get rid of this.
We heavily request.
I got to put him back to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So,
that's right. Don't waste
a study found when asked to a group of people. Let me actually read this before I butcher this.
Fuck this.
Read it right.
Study found that when given the chance between foreplay, intercourse, and afterplay, women indicated that foreplay was the most important part of a sexual encounter.
No argument there.
Do I think it's the most important part? No.
Sure. You don't. What's the most important part to you then?
The sex.
The actual intercourse.
Intercourse.
Like oral and I mean, the foreplay is important. Yeah. I want that and I prefer to have it in there, but I'm not going to be satisfied from foreplay alone.
They also indicated or they suggested that they wanted to spend more time in foreplay with their partners.
Than they do
currently.
I mean, that's fair. I'm cool with that. I just, again, would like to have sex.
Yeah. For me, if we look at it like food, oral is the main dish for me.
The main dish?
The main dish.
So
I care
sex
about,
is like dessert.
Sex is cool. Like, I can get head and be
Oh, hold on. Straightly hold on. Oral fine. Sex. God damn it. Yeah. We're trying. I gotta keep
no, but let's break it. Like, let's break it. Intercourse and oral. Oral is more important to me than the actual sex. Yeah.
And penis and vaginal penetration.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You're on your own.
I always like the head first.
Well, I.
Oh, yeah for sure. First. But not only.
I don't mind it if it's only.
But are you saying that you'd rather just have oral sex and no, like.
So, yeah. I like sex. Don't get me wrong. It's still good. It's a part. It's a different
but
sensation.
But if given the choice, if somebody's like, "Hey,
you can bust
we can
my
have
mouth
sex,
right now.
or I can just blow you."
Yeah, I'm like, "Go ahead, just blow me."
And no sex.
No, and it's fine. I'm good.
Huh. Wow. All
right.
I'm good. And for you, I like the orgasm that I see them have from me giving them head, rather than the actual penetration.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel
that's
you on
cool.
that. But you're also
a little
the,
bit surprised at that revelation.
Well, but he's also he's the expert.
I love
oral.
Yeah, I can I can like I can
I mean,
almost.
Him,
and this is a crazy
the
thing.
King of oral.
This is a crazy
but
thing.
But they're not the queens of oral necessarily.
Sometimes they are.
Sometimes, the thing, but not all
the
time.
Here's the thing. I will say this. I can, if I really, really wanted to, I can no hand giving head. Depending on how their reaction and their moans, I could probably bust from just giving head. That's how much I enjoy.
With no hands, I don't.
With no hands.
Like, I'm not touching myself. I'm giving her head.
Oh, you giving her head, you can bust.
Just from her reactions. Just from the way she.
You did say you're an audible guy.
Yes, yes. Just from her reactions, just from me, like, going down.
No rubbing.
Doesn't matter.
Another point, per the notes, it can be harder for women to ask for what they like or to prioritize their own enjoyment.
Well, yeah, but that's because sex is for us.
But that's because all, like, but the thing is, oh my God, dude.
Stanley's coming for you, Los.
I didn't agree with that statement, guys.
Here at Enjoy the Podcast, we believe sex is for the male enjoyment.
Enjoy the podcast.
I think the reason that is because of the heavy influence that men just really want to just penetrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just really just, that's the sex for them.
And to your point, and on a larger scale, I think that sex has been taught to people through media and such that it is mainly for, you know, the focus is the man, so to speak. Like, it's more about what the man wants and gets from it, at least in, you know, popular culture or pop culture and, like, movies and shit like that.
There is, to a lot of women that love penetration as well.
I'm sure there is. But I think maybe women have been, like, brainwashed almost to kind of take the back seat when it comes to sex.
They've been conditioned.
Yeah,
it's changing too.
Yeah, and it is. That's, which is good because I love to be told, like, "Yo,
right.
do this."
This
like,
is what
yes.
I like.
Right.
Like.
Yeah,
this is what
like
I like.
We've said before. We like tell us. Like,
dirty.
You know what's crazy? Like 77% of women don't come from penetration.
Yes.
Well, that's because they need. Clitoral stimulation, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
And so most of their nerve endings and stuff
well,
on the outside, or what is
the
it?
The clit is like, if you look of it, like it. Meets
I remember
in the
a little bit of this from when the Playboy stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It meets in
get
the middle.
Notes, get your notes.
I know,
like
I know this.
This.
Oh, okay, I know this part.
This is the clit.
I know about the clit.
And then the two legs split around the vagina.
Right. That's right.
So the
and some women it runs into.
It does. All of them do.
But some of them it runs deeper, right? Wasn't that what we were learning something about
that? Well, all of them run into the vagina. But the problem is that the main piece is here at the top. But they have two legs that go into the vagina that come to the back of the vagina.
Right.
Now, depending on the blood flow and their nerve endings and stuff, you can't really hit those other two pieces.
Right.
So it depends.
Some women you can.
Well, some of them are closer to the edge,
and
some
they're
of
the ones that probably love penetration.
And there's like G spot, C spot, O spot.
C spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Never
so
heard of that.
Like in the deep, if you go like 2 inches in and like 2 inches in and then curl your finger, there's a G spot. But then if you go back, use the middle finger, you go all the way back to the back of the vagina.
Oh yeah, yeah, that thing.
But make sure you don't hit the cervix because that's mad painful. But if you go all the way back and up,
that's a C spot.
That spot, I don't know if it's called the C spot, C-span. But that is a spot they will fucking. That's like the strongest orgasm that they can have.
Hmm.
I've done that before.
Yeah, it's intense. But that's just a little learning curve for out there. Anybody, any men out there who want to give their girl the orgasm that they never experienced? Because most men don't really know about that.
I didn't know. I was fumbling around in the dark. Yeah. I didn't realize that's what I was doing.
Hey, my wife thanks you. I'm on my way, babe. What do you not like?
Teeth.
Excuse me. Sorry, that was hot.
Shit.
Yeah, teeth.
Watch
is a
your
no
damn go. Teeth.
Teeth is a no go.
I mean, that's not technically.
Speaking
foreplay,
of teeth, what I used to do.
Oh, here we go.
Bite their nipples off.
No, this is a cool little trick.
The oral king.
This is a cool little trick. So, when you're giving head to a girl, some girls
hey,
don't.
Hey, let's just go. Leave him to it.
Some girls don't like it. Some girls don't like it. So you gotta ask them how sensitive they are. Uh-huh. But like, you open your mouth just like a little bit, like this, right?
Raspberry.
What's that? No, bro.
That's motorboat, bro.
What is a raspberry?
No, it's only a motorboat if it's between tits. Oh. It's a raspberry if it's done anywhere.
Why is it called a raspberry?
I don't fucking know.
No, fuck that. So you just open your mouth just enough to get the clit in between the teeth. Don't bite down. That's fucking painful.
Noted.
Just to get the clit.
Can I see that notebook, Lush?
Just hold it.
Do
just
not
hold,
bite
just,
the clit.
Just hold the clit in between the teeth.
Uh-huh.
Then you start humming. Go like
zzzz. Like you're playing the harmonica.
Like a vibrator.
Then suck the clit in and out so like it scrapes against the top and the bottom of your teeth.
In description. This does not sound.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's that, well,
I mean, I'm down.
I'm down.
It's a lot of work to
I'm
please
down.
A woman.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a lot of work.
I'm here for it. I'm
and
here
and
for
here's
it.
The thing. Here's the caveat. Now,
10 seconds.
10 seconds to get ready. That's all we need, baby. Like a fucking transformer. Optimus Prime.
But here's the thing.
I hate that I
the girls in my past loved it. When I did it to Shan, she was like, no.
Oh, so smacked fucked you up.
No, I didn't. She liked it, but she was just like, I'd rather this. And she taught me something else that okay. She liked.
But so I want to ask a question. So like, yeah. You go in like, oh, this, she ain't even
no,
ready.
I don't do that. See, that's the thing. I never, but ever, man, ever man, do that.
What do you mean? You don't do what?
I don't ever go in with preconceived taught
got
moves.
Got
I
it.
Always do a lot of different moves to see the reaction.
Right, right.
And then I learn.
What do you start with?
Just a straight lick to the right side.
Starts with the old Alabama rim job. Just and he a moves lick on to the rusty
to the right.
Trombone.
Just a lick to the
why
right.
Why not the left?
I don't know. I feel like most women are more sensitive on their right.
God
so
damn.
You just what? You just kind of.
So you're biased?
No, I test. It's you called test.
No, these are this is a study.
Where,
this is
where
market
your,
research,
where's
bro.
Your data at? I would like to see the data.
It's up here.
Yeah, relax,
market
bro.
Research.
Relax.
I think he's fudging the numbers.
Oral king, bro.
What numbers did I give you? I didn't give you any numbers.
Well, then how can you say most women
surveys?
That
says.
I've,
survey
that
says?
I've, that I, I'm anecdotal right now.
How many out of 10?
I can't give you numbers, bro. That's
all I know is
giving away my past.
All I know is when I go on Jeopardy and there's oral topic,
yeah.
I'm phoning you.
You said Jeopardy. That's well, who wants to be.
Who wants to be? You okay. Know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know what, Los? I'm sick of your pessimistic.
Can I text under the Jeopardy right table? Now. What the fuck?
I'm sick of your pessimistic
the point
outlet
is,
right now.
He's the man for the job, literally.
But here's the thing: you can go in the comments and be like, Jared does not know what he's talking about. I'm putting myself out there to be assassinated by all the women that
oh,
are
no,
watching
no.
this.
No, no, I don't think you're going to be assassinated.
I don't think I am either.
Can you call giving a woman head a blowjob? Because there's actually no blowing when we get head. So why is it called a blowjob?
That's a good question. I don't know what the origin of blowjob even came
yeah.
about. I don't really know.
It's all sucking. There's no blowing. It's a,
yeah.
It's literally no. The opposite of what's happening.
There's no.
Who was like, yeah, she gave me a blowjob.
Suck yeah. job. Suck job.
That doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound as appeasing.
It doesn't have a ring to it.
No,
blowjob sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. What about head? Because
yeah.
your head.
I mean,
the
head is,
yeah,
head is inner.
We get the metaphor.
Interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like and
how
we wouldn't go lick term. We wouldn't make a lick job.
A lick job.
has your tongue ever got like mad tired?
Yeah. My jaw.
Tongue,
my jaw.
Yeah, yeah. And you just start to
my
like
jaw.
Lock
neck.
Up.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like
oh
your neck gets tired because you've been laying down?
Nah. That's yeah. that nah. See,
laying on
I
your
get
side
myself I get myself in a position.
What is your preferred position?
Sit on my face.
Yeah, yeah. I like a sit on, but women don't like that. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, it's so whack.
Ladies, I just want to put this out there to you.
I think it's because they like to focus, and when they're up, they yeah. have to like flex their
up.
Abs
well,
and stuff.
All right, well, first, let me just say this. When it comes to positions,
yeah.
I hate when you like start eating it and you like whatever, like maybe you started in one place and you realize like, oh shit, like my ass is in the air. Have you ever become conscious of that?
You're on your knees.
Like you're like head first in it, and you realize you're like, oh, no, hold on, switch this. Can't do that. Can't do that.
I got to lay down flat.
Yeah,
I
you got to lay down flat. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're the one with the arch now.
Well, yeah, so you don't want it like that's.
that's
not a good look. That's not a good look. But I feel you, though. I feel you, though.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
And it's not something you do consciously. It's just like,
you're just getting
it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's vulnerable. I'm in a vulnerable position. Very vulnerable.
Let me lay down.
So,
let me lay on my side.
What I was going to say, so when that happens, oh, shit. So when that happens, right? Mm-hmm. I usually pull them to the edge of the bed.
Oh,
right. I'll go on my knees.
Yo, there it is. There
and now
it is.
I'm comfortable.
That is.
She's chilling.
That's the OG move.
I'm good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the OG definitely. Move.
Yeah, that's the real move. That's the real man move.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I like to sometimes I like to put the leg up and then I lay to the side, so like my feet are where her head is. So then if she chooses, she can go reach and grab me and mess around.
Oh, so it's like a size 69?
Yeah. Nah,
I wonder.
She's still on her back. So I put the leg up and I'm like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I put the leg up so I'm around.
You're just kind of, you're using the thigh like as a pillow kind of.
Yeah,
And
so then I have like my feet this way.
Well,
no, it gives opportunity for me to get pleasure too, you know?
Right.
For me to get reached around, you know?
That's right.
So, I got a question. I got a question because one of my boys does this. Have you ever done 69 where you're on top?
I don't really enjoy 69.
Well, just hypothetically,
I've never done it
when I'm on top.
Exactly.
I have.
So I got a homie that is on top with 69, and when he first told me, I was like, "Dog, you know what?
You're too heavy.
What the fuck, big ass dude? Yes, we're gonna kill him. What the fuck?" He was like, "No good," and I was like, "Wait." You know, it's the woman.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the other way around.
Bruh. Hey, I know. Let that marinate, Los. Or don't. I don't know.
Unless Los prefers to be on top.
It just doesn't make sense why you would want to be on top. Like, the positioning, I mean, the actual acts of what's going on dictate that it would make more sense. So the man is on his back with a penis that's erect pointing upwards.
Speaking of that hose.
Right? Unless it's the hose. And... if you what is he doing?
Yeah,
you're just like, you're making so much more work. You're making it so much more difficult.
I'm the messenger.
Now you gotta like pelvic up.
Yeah,
because
I can't just plop on you and suffocate.
And not only that, but like you're cutting off the access that you have to everything. That
it would hurt.
It's like to be like, you know, 69. You're licking everything.
And now I'm lightheaded.
Yeah.
I'm lightheaded.
Yeah, you're in it.
So if she's on her stomach, I mean on her back, excuse me.
Yeah,
you can't get to the butt.
Yeah. Okay, so this is actually a new segment that we're gonna bring into where we phone in a caller.
Hey.
We don't have access to that anymore, but we will put that in post. So we're gonna get the female perspective on foreplay.
Let's get it.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
Remember that jerky boy?
Hey.
In the movie?
That was like the jerky boys that would prank call people.
Hello.
Hey, it is Jared Brady from the Enjoy the Podcast show. And first of all, we've been homies for a little bit, and I thought you were the perfect person for us to call.
Yes, sir.
Is this an anonymous call, or do we?
I don't know. We gotta ask her. How
do
you
want to keep this anonymous? It's fine either way. You let us know.
I'm Shaylin, but Shaylin. Shay for short.
Shay, how long would you say you need? How much foreplay do you like to have?
How much time?
Like, how much? What's a good amount of time that you like to get in?
That's a good question.
Honestly, yeah, that is a good question. For me, like. Not too long, cause
like
that's what I'm saying.
Five,
like if it's with somebody,
20 minutes.
a good 5-10.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm right. Quick if especially somebody that like I'm into.
So you're like half.
But
the
either
average.
Way,
the
I still
is
need
20
it.
Minutes.
Yes.
So you're fast. I appreciate.
I'm
that.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. See, Los, the one that you were just speaking to, he takes 7 seconds to get up.
At 10 seconds, he said.
10 seconds
okay,
just to
10
get
seconds.
Hard, but that's not.
He said 10. Don't say 7.
To get hard.
Get
hard. But that doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean like that's all the foreplay I want. That's not 10 seconds of foreplay.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 to 10 minutes. All right, interesting.
When does your foreplay start? Like for me, I had mentioned that I like to start it at the dinner table. So I like to rub the thigh underneath the table. I like to make suggestions. I like to talk about it before we even get
Jared
to the bedroom.
Jared likes to plant the seed hours before it even happens.
Okay, yeah. See, for me, like I'm a lot of, and I find out a lot of dudes is not about this, but like I'm a huge kisser.
Mm.
So like I fuck with kissing a lot. So I think like, again, for me, that's what I'm saying. For me to be like, I went to the age 23, not really having sex. Like for me, it was always like, my dude that I was with before all of this, like, he was very used to being the pleaser for me. So he was basically getting, like, you know, he was getting off of getting excited by my reactions.
That is my...
That he was giving me.
Yes, that is said, me to a T.
Damn, well, you trained him well for the next one.
That's what I said for last time with your guys' topic last time when it came down to, like, the moaning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said for me, like, that's another one for me because sound is validation.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... That gets me going if I know that you're also enjoying yourself as well.
It's so important.
So it comes down to, yeah, it really is. So
the
it comes
moan
down
is the
to,
guide.
Yeah. So it comes down to, like, sounds for me has to do, of course, with the, you know, caressing, all of that. But for me, like, I need you to apply pressure.
Ooh.
That's how I get started.
So okay, that leads me to next thing. I'm gonna explain this because there's, like, different ways of getting off. So there's pressure, there's orbiting, there's like direct stimulation.
Real quick, when you said pressure, do you mean physical pressure or, like, what do you mean by pressure? I'm just curious.
No, I'm talking physical pressure.
Okay,
yeah,
like some grabbing, like some heavy.
Like,
touching.
I need you, like, on the dot. Like, I need pressure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because
pressure.
There's, like, different ways of getting off. There's, like, orbiting. Okay. There's pressure. Gotcha. There's like.
I didn't know if we were talking physical or, like, metaphorical, like bringing the vibe.
I meant literal.
So let me ask you this then: is foreplay more important than sex to you?
For me, I would say absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Because it's just more of a connection right then and there, because if that shit starts and it's good, it's like, okay, I know that this is going to lead up to something even better if we do have sex, if that makes sense.
No,
yeah,
that totally makes perfect sense. I mean, it goes in line with a lot of our statistics that we read earlier today.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that your story and your perspective is confirming for a lot of the things that we have learned today. And I just, first of all, you know, I just want to thank you for answering this call and jumping on here.
Appreciate
I feel
you,
like,
Shay.
You know,
no, are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, just from getting to know you over the last, you know, few months or so that we actually became friends. And I just feel like you're an awesome person. I feel like everything you stand for is really awesome. And,
thank you, Jerry.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for, people to hear this. I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to you, but yeah, do you want to shout out your socials at all? So that, before we jump off this call and let people know where they can find you, if you want, you can stay secret if you want. I respect that too as well.
Oh no, I'm not tripping, but, it's at, Lucky 18 with two Y's.
Yeah.
I just have Instagram and Snapchat. So that's where I'm going to be at.
All right. Well,
cool. I mean, I'm always on y'all shit, so y'all see me again, probably.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Shay. We'll definitely have you on again. Hopefully one day we'll have you here in person.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you,
Shay.
Right.
Thank
you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Talk to you guys later. Woo! No problem.
Alrighty then, it is my favorite part of the podcast, where we get to read and think and talk about your comments and stories, and this is my favorite part. Honestly, guys, this show would be less entertaining.
Enjoyable.
Less enjoyable if we did not have you guys' perspectives involved in this thing. So, this is my favorite part. I loved it. And Los, you are the greatest reader that I've ever came across.
It's all thanks to my mom.
Hey,
she read to me when I was a kid. Shout out to Mom Dukes.
Read to your children.
So, Los prepared some of the stories that you guys sent through and comments and questions. So he's going to read them and we're going to talk about them.
Let's get it.
This one jumped off the page to me, just kind of because of what we were talking about today and some of the points that we actually made. But so here we go. Why don't some guys like going down but want the women to do it? Also, why do the men who love head get so passionate over it and want to talk about it and brag about it to everyone?
Well, that second part of the question obviously is
a little bit
personal story.
Yeah. Somebody sounds like a dumbass.
I don't kiss and tell.
Nah, that's not cool. I do, though. To an extent.
Well, now that we're on a podcast, if you have any
I'm not gonna
sorry, guys.
Yes and no. When I say I kiss and tell, I don't do
specifics or names.
Yeah. Right. I might be like, oh man, I was at this girl's.
You share experiences.
I was at this woman's house the other day and right. man,
Like,
bro, we were like, you know.
But they will never know your name and they will never know what.
Well, pause.
My butt.
Pause.
So, to answer your first part of the question, I think that it's heavily influenced by the media and other guys. I know when I was growing up, it was looked at like gross or weird to eat out women.
So we
were taught at a young age like that is something you don't do.
Growing up in the South, I've literally heard grown men like say, "Nigga, you gave her head, you gay as fuck." Like,
wait, what?
I've heard that statement. I've heard somebody tell somebody else they were gay for giving a woman head.
Oh my gosh, dude, it's, you're confused.
Well, growing up in the South, when I grew at that time frame, like it was just like you'd give women head, like what type of weak
kind of
ass
bullshit is
it
that?
It was like you were looked at as being weak for giving a woman head, which is like, now that I'm older, is the most incredible. You know, it's insane. Nut. But I remember at that age, like,
you
believing
it.
Yeah, being that age. Like, oh, you're giving women head? Ew.
Like, that's crazy, you know? And I think it really comes down to, like, we're going through sex ed, right? At that age, when everyone's starting to get experimental. So one of the first things they bring up in sex ed is periods. Huh. So in a little boy's mind,
and they don't really tell you like how everything works.
Yeah, in a
you
little
just think that there's blood and piss just, and piss coming
yeah, just
out
coming out. So like in a little boy's mind, they're like, "I'm not eating that. I'm not."
And it's right next to the butthole.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God,
they're
no.
like, "No, no, no, no. I'm not doing that." And I think that the men that you are getting involved with are little boys.
Oh.
If you do not eat pussy, you are a little boy.
Ooh.
You are immature.
Yeah.
You need to level up your guy choosing ability. And I'll just say that to you right there. I think that anybody who has a problem with going down on you does not deserve you to do anything to them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't think it's fair if you don't reciprocate. I always, my whole thing with head is I enjoy it. I love to get it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to give it to me, that's fine.
Yeah. No, that's a problem for me.
I mean, I feel you. I can do foreplay without head and going to sex. But my thing is always like, I'm not going to do something, or I'm not going to ask you to do something if I'm not willing to do it to you as well.
That's a good point.
That part.
That's a good point. That's a great point. What do you feel, JD?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
I think we're all pro head.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I'm very, very pro head. I love it. I actually want to take care of you before you take care of me. You know what
me
I'm saying?
Too, because I like to enjoy mine. And
not have to think about it.
Let's get this out the way real quick. Don't come. Let me get her out the way so I can get mine.
But yeah, no, I love it. So, I agree with you, Jay, that you just find someone else. There's plenty of guys out here who have no problem.
Yep.
Listen, I got another saying for you. You can't be the employee of the month at your job if you hate your job. If a woman or a man doesn't like head, are they going to be good at it? Hell no. Be the employee of the month at your job. Get your parking space.
I think foreplay was more important to me before kids. After kids, you have to skip foreplay and go right into it whenever you can.
Because you don't have time.
I refuse.
But, 10 seconds.
I'm a father. So
I don't know.
That's why you said like it's got to be this, got to be that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, how much time you got?
I refuse.
It's gonna
change.
It's not gonna change.
It will
change. It's not gonna change.
Hey, all these parents out here, let him know it will.
I won't allow it. I won't allow it.
You're not gonna have a choice. It's not up to you. It's not up to you.
I won't allow it. I won't.
It is not your world anymore.
It takes no time to have a little foreplay. It takes no time.
It does take time. That's what she said.
I know, but it takes no. It's not the no more. Not like a It's just add it in there.
But,
it's not
but listen,
a problem.
Listen, when you're a parent, with a newborn as you're about to be, you can't pick and you gotta like, hey, either we fucking or I'm giving head, or nothing.
Really?
Yeah, you don't got time.
Listen, I'm
and
having a baby in a month.
You might be about to get it in, and the baby starts going off.
That's the worst.
Yeah, man.
That's the worst, bro. That's the worst.
But yeah, kids fuck shit up.
Yeah,
and I don't even have kids. So.
We'll see.
We'll circle back in December.
Yeah, we'll see.
January.
We'll talk about it.
See where you're at.
We'll talk about it. I don't want it to change. It's going to.
No one does, bro. No one wants it to change.
I know.
But it does.
Fuck.
It's not up to us.
Let's put the baby back.
I'm not going to keep reading a bunch of these because they're both of it is all saying
it's all the same thing.
It's all women for the most part saying that foreplay is important. They need that foreplay to really heighten the tension and to get the blood flowing, so to speak, and to just get the mood all the way right. Basically, what I would take from these comments this week is sex without foreplay is incomplete.
It's trash.
Yes.
It's missing a vital component. So.
Yep. Well, on that note.
That's that.
That's it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to episode 4.
We hope you did come to episode 4. Come to all our episodes.
I hope you guys enjoy.
Make sure you come.
The podcast.
To all our episodes.
That's it.